Our readings focus in on St. John the Baptist as we celebrate the second Sunday of Advent this morning. And one of the things it says in the gospel is that people were going from Jerusalem, all of Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan to see John the Baptist. Huge numbers of people were coming to see him, and they were traveling out through the wilderness into this deserted place along the Jordan River in order to see him. There's some evidence from historians that John the Baptist even had larger crowds than our Lord had for his public ministry in terms of the number of people that were coming out to hear his preaching. So I think a good question for us to ask is, why were so many people flocking to John the Baptist to hear his message? It's a pretty, according to what we hear in the gospel, it's not a touchy-feely message. He takes people to task on their sins. But I think part of the reason why so many people were flocking to see John the Baptist is that they could see, before their very eyes, that God was fulfilling the promises that he had made to the people of Israel. Going back 2,000 years before that time to Abraham, God made a promise that through Abraham, all nations of the world would be blessed. And ultimately, all nations would find salvation through a descendant of Abraham. And for centuries and centuries, the people of Israel were awaiting for the coming of the Messiah. And they knew that John the Baptist was the one who was going to usher in his coming. Matthew in the gospel even quotes Isaiah when he says that John the Baptist is the voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. The people recognized that John the Baptist was the one who was preparing the way for the Lord. And so as these people were going out to see John the Baptist, they were filled with hope. They knew that he was the one who God had sent to announce the coming of the Messiah. And the very place where John was baptizing along the Jordan River was significant because that was the very place where the people of Israel crossed over the Jordan River into the Promised Land when they first entered into the Promised Land. And so they recognized that John the Baptist was proclaiming the Messiah who was going to lead the people to the true Promised Land. And so the very place that he was baptizing along the Jordan River was significant for them. There's something very powerful if we study the New Testament in light of the Old Testament. And a lot of Christians will only look at the New Testament. And there's certainly a tremendous amount of wisdom to be gained from studying the New Testament. But when we study both the Old and the New Testament, it puts things in their historical perspective. And one of the things that we see is that God makes promises to actual people in real history, and he fulfills those promises. It's often centuries later, but he always fulfills his promises. And John the Baptist was a witness to that. And what can happen as we study Scripture and as we see how the Lord makes these promises and how he fulfills those is it gives us hope. We have a firm foundation to believe that the promises that the Lord has made to us are going to be fulfilled. Because each one of the promises he's made throughout the Old Testament, they all come to fulfillment in the proper time. And so it gives us a foundation for our hope. And St. Paul emphasizes that very point in the second reading. He says, whatever was previously written was written for our instruction. He's talking about the Old Testament scriptures. That by endurance and by the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. And so he says there's two things that found our hope. The first is the encouragement of scriptures. And that's one of the gifts of scripture and why it's important for us to read and to study scripture is because it is so encouraging. Again and again, we see that God fulfills his promises and he's going to do so for us. And a lot of times we need that encouragement because it's easy for us to get discouraged along the way. It's easy for us to say, well, it's too hard for us to follow the Lord's teachings. Or, it's easier just to fall away from the practice of the faith. We need that encouragement. And by reading Scripture, it helps to do that. It gives us that encouragement. The second thing that St. Paul says is a foundation for our hope is endurance. Some translations will translate that as steadfastness. You know, we need that endurance in order to have hope and to persevere. Steadfastness means being firm and persevering in the midst of trials and difficulties. Because the reality is, every single one of us is going to be tested in our lifetime, in this world. You know, our faith and our steadfastness is going to be attacked. And we're going to have to fight through trials and through difficulties in order to keep our hope. Not a single one of us is going to be able to just waltz into the glory of heaven untested and be like, oh yeah, it was pretty easy. I just strolled right in. That's not going to happen for any of us. And so it's important for us to be steadfast and to recognize that we're going to face challenges. One of my concerns as a priest is I run across so many people who have fallen away from the church. They haven't been steadfast. And there's many reasons why people give. You know, some had a bad experience. You know, someone got angry with them at church or something like that. Some of them might just say, well, I was bored, or, you know, I wasn't getting much, so I just stopped going to church. Or some may have just fallen away without any real reason. They just kind of drifted away from the church. But it also causes me to wonder how many of our people who are in the pews are just hanging on rather than being steadfast in the faith. And I want, as a priest, all of us to be steadfast in the faith, because I know that all of us are going to face trials, and they could come from different places. It could be the challenge of living out the church's morality. Sometimes it's difficult, and sometimes it requires self-sacrifice. It could be suffering that we endure, or sometimes people's hope is shaken when they see the death of a loved one or go through different trials. But all of us are going to face those trials, and it's important that we're well-grounded in our hope, because if we're just hanging on, we might lose our grip. So I encourage each one of us, if we are just hanging on, if we're not steadfast in our hope, to reach out for help. You know, if there's intellectual difficulties with the faith, there's tremendous resources to study the faith. You know, we have formed subscription online. You can go to Catholic Answers. I encourage you, find someone to talk to who's well established in the Catholic faith, in the authentic Catholic faith, and seek their counsel. Or come and talk to me if there's difficulties or trials or reasons why your hope is on shaky ground at this point. But it's important for each one of us to endure and to be steadfast. And that's the foundation for our hope, you know, as St. Paul says. And so as we reflect upon St. John the Baptist and the huge crowds that went out to see him, we recognize that every promise that the Lord makes is going to be fulfilled. And the people who went out to see John the Baptist saw that before their very eyes. Christ has promised that there will be great tribulations. Those will come. The last day will come. The trumpet will sound, announcing the end of this world. This world will come to an end, and a new creation will be brought about. And there will be the final judgment, and there will be eternal life and eternal death. Every single promise that the Lord makes will come to be fulfilled. The people in the gospel saw that with their own eyes. And I pray that each one of us is steadfast in our hope, and that through the encouragement of Scripture and seeing how the Lord has already fulfilled the promises he's made in the past, we might have a well-founded and a solid hope in the Lord's promises.